Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
All right, everybody, welcome back to episode number 85 of the No Bad Days podcast. I'm joining you here today from Jordan's podcast studio in Winnipeg, Manitoba, with Jordan, obviously.
Yep.
And, yeah, Johnny's joining us from the usual pad in Hamiltonia.
Oh, yeah.
As they call it.
That'd be funny, though, if, like, if it was just me and you at Marty's place and then Marty was at my place.
Oh, yeah.
Hilarious.
We should try that one summer. We just all switch houses.
It's like that wife swap show.
Wife swap. We do kid swap.
Yeah. So, what did you just do?
Sorry for the listeners just listening. I just smoked the mic from my elbow.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was like brutal in my headphones.
Yeah, so whoever's listening, sorry, it would be smooth sailing from now on.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should be good. Yeah, we should start SunSwap. That'd be hilarious.
We'll make a TikTok series, SunSwap.
Right, you do have a nice little set up there, Marty. What's that jersey in the background? Looks like it's signed.
My brother's U17 jersey.
Oh,
Team
cool.
Canada. It's like a couple. It was all on that team.
Was Lotsy on that team?
No.
Madison
Bowie is like one of the more notable guys from the show, I think.
Nice.
Yeah. It's pretty cool there. It's a nice little shrine to both the boys in here. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Who's got more stuff in there, you or John?
I'd say it's probably 50-50 right now.
Yeah, it used to be a lot, John, when he finished his 20-year-old year in Swift because he got every award possible from Swift, like top scorer, MVP, Players' nice. Choice Award, Coach's Choice Award. But I've gotten a few since.
Yeah.
There you go. So, what a boy.
Yeah, I'm catching up to him.
There you go. Hey, it's a marathon, not a sprint. And speaking of marathons, a transition that was.
Oh, yeah.
Taver.
Johnny's learning.
Oh, yeah, Johnny. Good job.
How are you feeling right now, dude?
I'd say 90% of my body feels great.
Yeah.
And everything below my shins are brutal.
Sorry, even better question. How did you feel? Because you and Marty drove to Winnipeg from Duluth.
Yeah.
How did you feel after that car ride, being in it, like sitting down the whole time?
Yeah, that car ride was, I mean, it was nice because I was just sitting down the whole time, but getting out and trying to move around was not good.
Especially yeah, like
in my car too.
After so not low. Moving.
Yeah, you sit pretty like sports car kind of seats in Marty's car. So it's like you're kind of laid back, but you're upright.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It was tough yesterday. Honestly, it's not any other part of my body other than my feet. So
did your toes get a little banged up?
Dude, I have both black toenails.
Yeah. His big toes are black.
Oh, my big toe's actually bleeding right now.
Oh, you got wide receiver toe, eh?
Yeah.
Looks like all the blood fell on my left one though.
Didn't you buy new shoes before?
Like a week or two ago. So I had time to run in them and stuff, but I don't think it was anything to do with that. I think it was just the constant pounding on my feet.
Yeah.
Burst the blood vessels.
I feel like because, like, even out of all the guys, like, it was hit or miss because, like, Yelly's toes were banged up.
Yeah.
Frizz's feet were fine. Will's feet were fine. So it was like, I guess if you're going to, maybe the right way you run, I have no idea. There might just be no preventing it for some people.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think there's anything else I could have done. I did cut my toenails and everything. My shoes fit fine. My socks were good. And just, I think it's just constant battling of the pavement.
Yeah.
Against my feet.
Well, me and Marty were hanging out at the finish line there, and we saw some people. Actually, first, I just got to say, that was the first time I've ever been to a marathon. And what an atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, that is the most positivity, encouragement I've ever seen or felt. Yeah. Like, you could feel it. Like, sometimes it's almost emotional seeing these people run by and cross the finish line. And we saw people the last, I guess, mile there. They were running in their socks and they were holding their shoes. Can you imagine?
Yeah, that was wild.
Like, you're just like, holy shit. And then you see some people with just Bambi legs. Like, it was crazy. And then the coolest part, and we were talking about it before, but me and Marty had no idea, was a guy was pushing his disabled friend in this, like, those sporty strollers. Mm-hmm. And it ended up being that he broke the world record for pushing someone in a marathon. He ran it in 2:35.
That was wild.
Yeah, we saw that guy and his friend at the start.
Yeah.
And I think it was during the race we saw them, and they both just zoomed past us. And we're like, oh, wow, good for them.
Yeah, seriously, that guy was a machine. 2:35 pushing someone. Like, that's crazy. That
pushing someone would be – I wonder if that would be like – I just wonder if having like something to maybe lean on a little bit would take a little bit of the pressure off your feet, but also your arms would not be moving, so you would probably seize up. So I think it has like – it's probably more difficult also because you have to push someone else's body weight.
Definitely – definitely more difficult. The only way I could see it maybe giving an advantage would be downhill because it's kind of pulling you.
Yeah, but there was,
I guess, I don't know, but like not that much where you're gonna shave half an hour off your regular time.
No, he was cruising.
Yeah, like that guy's a machine as it is.
And there wasn't like the down, like the marathon was set up like it was pretty much flat the entire way. Like, you didn't really notice any super big downhills. You didn't really notice any super uphill climb, so it was pretty even keeled the whole way.
Yeah, which was nice. I just remember when that guy crossed, me and Marty were looking at each other, and like the both of us almost like came to tears. Like, that was kind of emotional.
Yeah,
there was like a lot of that, like the people like telling the other people to like not help them, and they want to finish it themselves on their hands and knees. It was like, holy shit.
Yeah. And like, you know, not to get even more sappy, but it really is a battle, it seemed, of like the human spirit at the end there. Like, that was 100%. Crazy.
Dude, like, I couldn't even imagine getting 26 and 0.1 miles and then like collapsing with like 60 meters to go and not being able to like get up.
Oh, yeah. No. At that point, you're, how determined are you? Like, it's crazy. Yeah, there was the one point. Girl. We saw she was holding on to, like, you know, those railings they had set up.
Yeah.
She was like grabbing on and just pulling herself with her upper body until she finally, like, her legs literally like went like that, like a deer on ice. Like, it was crazy. And finally,
that was tough to watch.
Yeah. But the people didn't realize what was going on because me and Marty are like, holy shit. And then there's some people who are like, come on, sweetie, like, you can do it. And we're like, no. Like, that girl needs like medical help.
Yeah.
And then finally, like, the EMS like ran down and got her and stuff like that. But like, it was just, that was tough to watch. But like, again, very cool atmosphere being there.
Yeah,
we were running with the boys for the most part of the race, at least.
Mm-hmm.
We were keeping track of our like pace for our miles, and it was hilarious to watch because we would be running in like a secluded area, no people around, obviously, because you're going through like random little areas.
Yeah.
And our pace per mile was like 9:40, 9:35. And then,
pretty good.
Yeah. Like, that was faster than I was expecting anyways. But then we would run through like a town where the streets were lined with people. Like, when we saw the girlfriends for the first time.
Yeah.
We were coming through there, and I asked Will what pace we were running at. And we were running at 8:55 without even realizing
it. Just picking really? Up for the people.
That's people pretty cool.
It's like the morale boost that you just, well, part of it's because you want to impress people, make them think that you're running it faster than you actually are.
Oh yeah.
But then you like don't even subconsciously, you're just motivated to keep going.
Yeah. 100%.
But then there's like some points where like I was walking the last 6 miles, I had to run and then walk. So yeah. I had a cycle going where I would run the mile, and then once I got to the water station, I would walk, get my water, get my snacks, and then walk for probably 2 or 3 minutes, and then run the rest of the mile. So I did like probably 3/4 of a mile and then walk. You know what I mean?
Was that, so the last 6 miles then, was that, would that, like, is it fair to say, like, that's your turning point of where, like, you actually started to really feel the wear and tear of the race?
Dude, I was so surprised that, because the most I'd run in training was 10 miles. So we got, I was a little worried about what was going to happen after 10 miles, obviously, because I hadn't done that yet.
You're a 10-mile champ going into that thing, though.
I got to 10 miles, and I was feeling excellent. I was like, oh, my God, like, I'm going to be able to finish this, no problem. And I was being, not cocky, but I was thinking to myself, like, I'm going to actually, like, be able to do this in under 4 hours and 20 minutes, because we were way ahead of the 4-hour, 20-minute pace person.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, wow, this is great. And then start of where the doubt started to creep in is when we got to the half marathon point, and that was the half. Like, we had to do it all over again, and we were running for 2 hours and 6 minutes already.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay, I still felt good. And then miles 13 through 15, I was like starting to worry. But then miles 15 and 17, I was feeling great again, like unreal. So I was like, man, I'm going to be able to do this. I was still with the guys that had been training. Like, I ran with them all the way to mile 17. And then right as I crossed mile 17, just dead ankles, like pain. And I was like, oh, God, I need to walk. So Will and I kind of peeled off. The other guys went ahead a little bit.
Yeah.
And then we were playing catch up. Like, we ran another couple miles. Then we had to stop. And then Will and I were both cramping up. So we had to, like, get snacks and all this shit. But yeah. And then the biggest mental battle was when you got to like 20, you had 6 miles to go, and I felt like I had nothing left.
Yeah.
And like, the thing is, when you stop running, you're in the groove, and when you stop, everything just seizes up on you. So to start running again, the first like minute is just like pure pain.
Oh, I bet.
So like, it was like hard to stop in sort of ways, you know what I mean?
But after, you know, you had to.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And after doing all that, like, is there such thing as a runner's high?
Oh, of course, man.
In a like, race, it, like, you feel that peak you hit where you're just like, you're feeling like a million bucks and you're just smooth sailing.
Yeah, I was 15 miles in. So like over half, like 27 kilometers into the race. And that was the most I've ever run in my life, like ever.
Yeah.
And I felt great. And then literally 30 minutes later, I felt the worst I've ever felt.
Yeah.
I was like, shit.
You know what's funny was, out of everyone who crossed, Frizz was the only one that was just smiling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you, Will, Loss. Actually, Yelly was smiling too. And Dave was pretty happy. Dave had a sick time there. But everyone else just looked like miserable
when you guys were crossing. I was so ready.
Yeah.
Because I didn't check the map for the race.
Mm-hmm.
So how the race worked was, it was basically a straight line, one road from mile 1 to mile 25.
So, and then the last is that wind?
Yeah, so then from mile 25 to 26.2, it's kind of like a little snake pattern through the streets when you backtrack where you already came from. So it was like a loop around. So you had to run by the finish line. So I didn't know exactly where the finish line was. So there was every corner. I was like, oh, it must be right here. It must be right here. And then I was getting pissed off because it wasn't there. So I couldn't see it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I'm so tired, I just want to quit. And I was like, like, and then people were like passing me, or I was catching people. And it was just like, no idea where the finish line was until I came around that last corner and saw it. And that wasn't too far away from when I saw you guys.
Yeah.
And at that point, I knew I was going to finish. And I was just like, there's no way I can even, like, a lot of people try to, like, not sprint, but pick up their pace coming down the stretch.
Yeah, yeah.
I physically was going 10 out of 10, like, speed-wise that I wanted to. Like, I couldn't have ran any faster.
Yeah. And it was crazy because there was some people, like, we, out of all the people, we maybe saw, what, 2 or 3, Marty, that were actually, like, full-on sprinting.
Yeah, the one we saw, the guy just try and sprint. He sprinted hard for, like, 3 seconds, and his legs just gave out on him.
He literally died. Like, he, like he went from a full sprint to like a walk.
Yeah.
Like he couldn't move.
Yeah. Like brick wall, like just stopped.
Yeah.
And thought about it and then just walked.
Stone legs.
Yeah.
And it was crazy seeing the different ages of people. Like, there was a 73-year-old that crossed not that long after Dave.
Yeah.
Like that's
an hour. That's an hour and some ahead of me.
Like, that's insane.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
I never had appreciation for that until like after, like midway through running it, when people in their like 60s and maybe older would be like cruising past me without like a shadow of a doubt. And I'd be like, holy hell.
Yeah. Just like not even thinking about it.
It's kind of just like that, like, fuck.
And credit to Lawson too. Like, Lawson, for whatever reason, I just thought he was like a casual runner that would be like maybe a little bit ahead of me, but not like, I thought I could keep up with him and the group. I knew Yelly and Dave are like traditional runners.
Well, Yelly's always been really good.
Yeah.
At like those mile, like, remember in like spring training, or sorry, fall training, like Yelly always used to be at the head of like the mile laps and all that stuff.
And he's always enjoyed running too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's always been like his thing. And actually, if I recall, like, Frizz was always kind of good at bag skates.
Yeah. He's got good lungs on him.
Yeah. Surprisingly. Yeah.
The biggest worry is that, like, I didn't feel out of breath one time throughout that whole marathon. Like, I was not breathing. My average heart rate was 155 the whole time.
That's pretty good.
Which is really low.
Yeah, considering what you're doing.
Yeah, so, I mean, the heart isn't the issue. It's more like your limbs and your knees and ankles and stuff.
Yeah.
Or cramps. So, that's, but Lawson, like, he ran a 4:18, and the most impressive part about it was he was vlogging the whole time.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Like, carrying all that shit, talking. Like, yeah, I don't know. Even, actually, all you guys talked at one point to the camera.
Yeah.
And I just, like, how did you do that? Like, because, like,
you just get out of rhythm, I feel like, when you start talking. Like,
yeah, you just fuck yourself up.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I know. I don't know how he did that, because he was like fully invested in vlogging the whole thing. I think he even went on TikTok Live at one point.
Yeah, I was gonna say, he did. He's got to be the first person in the world to go on TikTok Live during a full marathon.
Yeah.
It was great. Between him and Frizz, like, Frizz was sending us snap videos and text messages of what song he was listening to. I'm like, how are you? How are you texting right now?
Frizz was on his phone the entire time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I no idea. Even Dave, that video of him running by, like, by the girlfriends, and they were yelling at him to get his attention, and he's literally one hand texting on his phone, and I'm just like, and he was obviously cooking the whole time, because what was his time? 3:22
3:23
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still a 3:20 marathon. Like, that's friggin' insane.
Yeah, it was hell of a weekend. That's for sure.
Well, it was nice being back in the area too.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty weird being back on campus and like doing stuff with the school there for a couple hours, and then
sucks we didn't get to go to
Barker's.
What's that park called? Barker's, yeah.
Barker's Island. I know. I thought we were going to go and do a TikTok there for sure.
I know.
And then, you know what's funny though, cuz we talked about it before, and then when we got there, I don't know about you guys, but it didn't even cross my mind to go there when we were actually in Superior.
No, same here.
And then now that we're back, it's just like, oh, fuck, that's what we forgot to do.
There was so much stuff that we could have still done.
Yeah. Instead, we hung out in the living room.
Yeah.
Yeah, the problem was, I think, like, at least once we got there, we had that stuff to do with the school.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time that was done, everyone was kind of ready to just chill and not really do anything else. And I know we went out to the...
And that just took forever, too.
Yeah.
Like, that was, like, that was the longest we've ever spent filming one thing.
Yeah.
In 3 years.
But then we went out to a local watering hole and
old stomping grounds.
Some adult beverages,
a couple beers, and popcorn.
Yeah. Well, and if I recall correctly, you and Dave had a couple.
Yeah,
I think everyone did. Will might have had.
No, if I don't.
Frizz was the only one that didn't.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't think. Yelly and those guys were having any either. I thought it was just
Yelly had quite a few too.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah. extra carbs, you're carb loading.
Yeah.
Me and Marty were dying. We were like, where's Taver? He's ordering a mug
at
at the thing. We're like, that's a fucking athlete.
Yeah. Well, I just figured, you know, if I was gonna honestly, but the night before, I didn't think I was going to be able to finish. So I was like, oh, whatever. I'm just going to have fun tonight anyway, because it's not really going to matter tomorrow.
Yeah.
But then the first, like, at least 10 miles of the race, You know that feeling when you drink a lot of water and then you like run or something and it just sloshes around and you can feel it? Sound it makes?
Yeah.
That's what I had in the morning for like the first 2 hours of the race.
Except there wasn't water, it was beer.
Yeah. It was terrible.
You had a loaf of bread playing pinball in your stomach.
Yeah.
So that part was fine. But it was worth it.
Realistically, Johnny, with the same training as Tabor, how far do you think we would have got for you? Like the 3.5 weeks? Do you think you would have done it all?
I'm confident that everyone could have done it.
Yeah, like I don't know, because I feel like it's just one of those things where you can't give an answer like that until you're actually in the situation. So I don't know.
Yeah. I just think my body would have given out. After like at like 10 miles, 8 miles.
Yeah, like if your body like physically like seized up, or your like your legs like hit the off switch
after like a mile, and then I'm just done.
Yeah, see, like I've never gotten shin splints before. Knock on wood, but
I think if you guys did the same track, like same training, like if we all trained the same amount, the only way that one of us wouldn't have finished would be if.
Our bodies like just physically
like you just cramped up to the point where you couldn't move anymore. Because like I said, the lungs aren't bad. It's just a mental battle of how long you know you have to go. Like you know it's gonna be at least four and a half hours.
Like that's the worst thing about it is thinking about when it's over and then how far you have until that point. Even when we've done our spring training or fall training, whatever it is, like we have to do those long distance things, even bag skating is actually the worst because you never know when that's going to be over.
No,
but
that's almost better though. I'd rather not know.
Oh no, I need to know.
And know what's going to take 4.5 hours.
I need to know. I don't know what it is, but like, it's just like, that's the worst part about bag skating for me is because like, especially like if the boys are in trouble, for like losing or something, and it's just like again. Yeah. Come on, boys.
They've had enough.
And then the worst
kind of tired though. Like, oh yeah, skating is like you're just exhausted in the moment, but then you recover in like 10 minutes. You're fine, kind of thing.
Yeah,
but you're like arguably in any bag skate I've ever done, I was more tired than I felt during the marathon until the very end.
Because like you can't. If anything, in bag skating, you can't be last.
Right.
Just don't. Just focus on not being last. Don't worry about being first. Don't be last.
You always give a few guys like the head nod before the bag skate starts. Just like us four will go together.
As a group.
I remember in junior, my second year of junior, young and horny in practice, and you're trying to impress coach, and I remember we were getting bagged pretty hard, and one of the 20-year-olds just gave me a whack right across the laces. And he's like, if you try hard, he's like, I'm going to fucking kill you. I'm like, all right, sounds good. Stayed just this far behind him the entire time.
Yeah, just a mid pack.
Can't make the OAs look bad.
Yeah.
100%. But yeah, Tav, like you were saying, like that's got to be another. Like, it's not just a physical battle. It's just a mental battle, entire thing.
Do you think it was also tough, the drive out there and realizing how far it was?
I was just going to say, that is the biggest mental block that you needed to get by. So how the race worked, it was point A to point B. That was the race. So yeah. There's no loops. So we got on a shuttle at 5:45 in the morning, and we got across the bridge to where the race ended.
Yeah,
and from there to where the race started was a half an hour bus ride on a highway going 70 miles an hour.
Yeah,
so we were trying not to pay attention to any of that. I was just trying to keep conversation within the bus.
Yeah, everyone's just doing the Batesy doo 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 doo.
So you're trying not to think about that. But one of the biggest, like, most disheartening moments of the whole race is. We ran for maybe an hour, hour and a half without seeing anything. And then as you get around this bend, there's a clear view of the lake and you can see Duluth from the lake.
Oh, yeah. But
you can't see any of the buildings. You can see the bridge that goes into Superior, but you can't, the buildings are so far away that you can't see any of them. So you can't see where the city is. And you're like, I have to finish the race there.
Oh my God.
So that was like the biggest. And then like, as you get closer, obviously it gets bigger and bigger, but it still looks further away.
That is just, yeah, like that, like, that's probably like defeating in a sense.
Yeah, like I was trying not to look at it, but then you're like,
no, you can't, because you're like, oh my god, it's I'm sick of tired of looking at fucking pine trees.
I'm looking at Frizz's sweaty back.
What do you remember what your first thought was when you crossed the finish line? Like first thing that popped in your head? Like fuck me.
Thank God that's over.
Yeah.
Actually, the first thing was I needed to get my shoes off because I knew something was wrong with my feet. So I was like, I need to get my shoes off. And then thankfully I found Jenna who had my comfy shoes. So I put those on immediately.
Yeah.
And then I...
That probably felt so good. Yeah. Letting the dogs out.
And then remember like when you finish, I was just so hungry immediately.
Oh, yeah. I bet you guys should have had like 9 burgers after that. Yeah.
But then we waited so long to go eat.
Time to go eat. So we were starving. Then we went to Applebee's and
ate mocked
a bunch of shit. And then I felt like shit after.
Yeah.
All at once.
Just such a matzo guy.
Then a two-hour nap.
Oh, then, yeah. That was a nice little lay down. I slept with Dave.
Trying to walk around after was just...
Me and Dave napped together. We both had a long day.
Yeah, you had a hard marathon.
Mm-hmm.
And
then, extremely tough on you.
And then sent it.
I think you could have done it, Johnny. I think you sold yourself short.
No, honestly, my biggest concern with that was like getting injured and then fucking myself for like training and skating this summer.
Yeah, but how hurt could you have gotten?
I don't know. I was just playing all this crap in my head. Like, you're going to tear your this, that, like just
this, that, and the other, eh?
Yeah, pretty much. So I was just like, nah, let's not gamble with it.
I mean, you never really know with like overuse and how bad something can really get.
Yeah. Honest to God, that was like my biggest thing. That's why.
I mean, you can get hurt training for hockey too.
Yeah, 100%. But that's something I'm doing for like my job. You know what I mean? Not something I'm doing for fun.
How was the marathon recovery that you did?
Oh, dude, I love that place. That place is the best. And then we got the cold plunge in Lake Superior there. So they have that new setup by that Silos.
Yeah, it looks sick.
It's way better location than the other one. It's like there's like no foot traffic, so it's you don't have people like peeking in when you're like all vulnerable in a sauna.
Yeah, and, or walking down the walking trail to go jump in Lake Superior.
Exactly. So they have that thing right on the dock there, and there's like a floor to it too, so it's nice. And it's just the best feeling in the world. You feel like $1 million after. But the funny thing was the lady that was working there. She was, you know, she was talking with the guys about the marathon, and then she's like, hey, like you guys should come back later this summer and do the Duluth 50K, which is, I'm pretty sure, like 4 or 5 miles longer than a marathon. Yeah,
6 kilometers longer. The marathon was 44.4.
Yeah.
I thought it was 42.
I think it was 44 because my phone was the only one in kilometers on that grandma's app. You know what I mean? Because everyone else's was in miles. Like they'd be like, oh, they're 12 miles away, and it would be like 20 something for me.
Yeah. So it's like, it's obvious. Yeah. At the end of the day, obviously longer than a marathon, but it's just like, how dare you suggest that?
Yeah. I don't think I could have done it. If I had to do another mile, I don't think it would have finished.
No, exactly.
It was just the point where it was that bad.
Yeah. So she's like, yeah, no, like it'll be fun. And it's just like, what?
I just think that you could have done it, man. I don't
know. No, I think I could have.
I was mad at you when you first dropped out because I think it was like something that you were selling yourself short of, but also at the same time it does show that you can do it. Like, I don't know how to put this.
Oh no, you were a machine.
No. I'm trying to say shows like maturity that you were able to realize that you didn't want to risk it and like bow out that way. You know what I mean?
Oh no, I appreciate that, bud. Yeah, it was just,
but at the same time, you should have still bucked up and did it, but
yeah, no, and like I said, it was, you know, a decision. I was even talking with my parents about it. I was just like, I don't think it's smart if mm-hmm. you know it, like, because God forbid something were to happen, you know, then you know that's a tough one to explain to your trainers, your coaches, and all that stuff. So that's where my head was at with all that. And but you know what, I'm really proud of you and the rest of the boys. Like, that was like me and Marty were like genuinely like proud parents when you guys were crossing that finish line. Like, we were legit happy. Like, that was so cool to see you guys do that. So
It really was.
It was a treat for us too. So
yeah,
obviously it was a little less intense on our bodies than it was yours, but we did have to sit in the sun all day, so that did suck.
Yeah,
but the time went by really quick. Like, we were there for friggin' like what, 3.5 hours?
Yeah, something like that. Well, when we first got there, the crazy thing with that too was we were walking to the finish line and there's fucking people finishing the marathon.
Yeah,
there's already people finishing at the 2 hour mark.
And we're like, oh my God, like people are running like 210, 215.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Yeah. It's me and you were eating our bagels on the walk over, bagel and coffee.
Yeah.
Keep going, guys.
Feeling it a little from last night, like, oh yeah, we wake up a bit. Oh,
we were up till 2 a.m.
Yeah, keeping the boys up. We accidentally woke Yelly up because me and Marty were just having a little giggly bit sleepover with each other.
Yelly and Lawson.
Yeah, you guys were loud. Apparently, I thankfully didn't wake up because I was so exhausted from my travel day there.
Dude, we did the dumbest thing ever. We went in my old bedroom. We were lying down and we went on my phone, shared a phone. We're watching TikToks. And then dying, and then obviously making stupid noises at each other. And then and then we fell asleep to the song The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Literally.
Like, we listened to it for 7 hours straight. And when I woke up, I was like, what the fuck? And this song's still playing on my phone.
Yeah, because I heard Johnny, he got up to leave when you guys left your beds and went to the other one. And that's what I woke up to, was him leaving. And I heard the Edmund Fitzgerald like song. And I was like, oh my God, his phone played all night long.
Yeah. And then the next day, every time I would go on like Instagram or TikTok, some video with that song in it came up.
Yeah.
Like, it was fucked. Couldn't believe it.
Kind of funny.
But hey, the ship did come out of Superior. So.
Yep.
That's why that's our song when we go to Schultz's there. That's our song.
Right. For sure.
Exactly.
There's tons of stuff to do in Winnipeg. So yesterday,
that was a clean transition.
Yeah. Thanks. We spent 3 hours doing everything around the city that is apparently needed to be seen while you're in Winnipeg.
Yeah.
What's like famous there? I don't even know. Like,
there's like a thing called the Forks, where it's just like a point where two rivers meet. And then there's like a little park there. So we went there.
Oh God. Fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
And then the highlight of the night was, we went to the horse track and bet on horses all night.
Yeah.
Nice. That's cool.
That was my first time doing that, so it was a lot of fun. We're probably going back tonight, so.
And I got skunked.
Yeah, I'm already got skunked.
Probably like over 14, because I would usually do two bets per race.
Dude, you got to call up Wiz Nasty. Just get his opinion. Just tell him the horse's names and the odds.
Wiz only replies every 24 hours. Me and Taver were talking about this. He replies like once a day, and he'll reply to what you said to him yesterday. So you're talking to him like delayed.
Yeah, no, I noticed that, like, we were snapping for a bit and he would snap me like the next day at like 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's
like, and when I'm just like, I get there's a time difference, but you can answer literally whenever, and it doesn't have to be 24 to 36 hours later.
Yeah. You know what I mean? If you want to get information out of one time, you got to ask him the day prior.
Yeah. It's funny. Quiet guy over text.
Yeah.
Quiet guy.
He does hate texting.
No,
he will only call you.
Yeah, that's okay. And then that's when you're just like, okay, I'd rather text you. And then.
Yeah.
No, what about, are you going to take him to Earl's, Marty?
We thought about it, but I don't think we really want to do too much drinking.
Yeah.
Can't you just go there for dinner or something?
Yeah, we could.
We could, yeah.
Just
we
to
could
see
also
the,
go to any other restaurant.
That's literally like the only thing I know in Winnipeg, and I think that's from mostly Frizz, but
yeah,
is Earl's. Well, it's the only thing I know. Yeah. Does Winnipeg have other restaurants?
It's kind of the same though, Johnny. Like barring Toronto, like if you just had Hamilton to do stuff in.
Yeah.
I feel the same about Ottawa. It's not like especially if you live there, there's not stuff can just go and do.
Yeah, like if you were to ask me right now, like name four exciting things to go do in Hamilton, I couldn't even, yeah. Nothing would pop in my head.
And there's
we
like
we went and walked the mall when we were in Hamilton.
Who did?
Me, you, and Frizz.
What mall?
You took us to a mall.
I did.
Just walk around it. Yeah. You don't remember?
Yeah, no.
There's one you got your shorts traded in.
Oh, that was in Burlington.
Yeah.
That wasn't even in Hamilton.
Our bad.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's on me.
Oh, I forgot you guys were with me when I did that.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Do you guys like Toronto?
See, that's a different thing. It's more like, that's like a major, major city. So there's a ton more stuff to do.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, if you were to, like, I feel that way. Like I said, I feel that way about Ottawa. Like there's stuff to do. Like you can go golf, which kills 4 hours in a day.
Yeah.
But that.
Yeah.
You also could barely walk.
You can also, yeah, I can't walk. And golf is something that you kind of have to plan, I guess.
To have,
be prepared.
If I come visit you this summer, I want to go to the, what's it called? The Diefenbunker.
Yeah.
I want to go there and I want to go back to the War Museum.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind going.
Well, there's a human rights museum here. Canadian human rights. It's pretty cool.
We went to the Canada Diversity Gardens where Marty did all that work with the concrete back in the day.
Oh, the butterfly place?
Yeah. Yep. We went there for like 20 minutes and looked at it basically and just left.
Yeah. All right. Back in the car.
Hey, we also went to Mackenzie Dwyer's house today because he had a pool and it was 36 degrees Celsius here in Winnipeg today.
You guys hung out with Dwyer's?
Yeah, we went to Dwyer's house today.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
Nice.
So that's pretty what cool. We've been doing.
No snaps? No snaps sent in with Dwyer's?
No,
I didn't even.
I'm surprised,
dude. Our phones were overheating from being in the sun for 5 minutes.
Really?
Like my car in Fahrenheit said 98 degrees.
Holy shit!
Yeah, it's hot.
That is cray cray.
And humid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the most fun.
That's okay. It makes up for it because you guys get blizzards till like late April. So.
Yeah.
Everyone's still thawing out.
Yeah.
Winter, so it's
good. Yeah. Seriously.
Any other things we got to touch on from the weekend? Nothing crazy happened other than it was just nice being all back together, minus Batesy.
Yeah. Well, we did see him, or me and Johnny saw him.
We saw him for a quick sec. But I think the next time that guaranteed all 10 of us will be together is Lawson's batch party in a few weeks.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
In a few weeks. Yeah.
The boys will be back in Winnipeg. I'll have to show Johnny the three landmarks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. Well, I think that caps off this episode recap of the weekend. Great seeing everyone, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good, boys.
Cheers.
See you, folks.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.